Hundreds are feared dead after a Pakistan earthquake. Believers are mobilizing aid. Honduras' national emergency prompts a children's ministry to respond. And Haiti continues to rebuild after a devastating storm season. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of earthquake survivors slept in the open last night in southwest Pakistan, even as temperatures dropped below zero. The 6.4 magnitude quake struck early Wednesday, but in the worst-hit areas, aid has yet to arrive. Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Ken Little says their partner in Pakistan is sending an assessment team in today. They're hoping to have a response plan in place by Friday.
Initially, we usually start with a small project response of up to $10,000. And again, it depends totally on the type of disaster and what's needed. And then if there's more interest from those who hear about the news and some funds start coming in, then we respond on a larger scale. So our first response would probably relate to shelter, blankets, that sort of thing.
Because of the area the team's in, overt evangelism can make their work tricky. Little hopes their actions will speak loudly.
They, by their presence, are making a statement. Their identification and the rather high-profile leadership does make a good statement from a Christian point of view.
Next, flooding in Honduras has killed 23 people and displaced more than 100,000 since mid-October. The First Lady of Honduras called on Buckner International to help with what's been declared a national emergency. Buckner's Leslie Chase explains the relief efforts.
We were just sending a 20-foot container of shoes for the Shoes for Orphan Christmas trip that we're doing in December. But when we heard this, we just went ahead and extended it to a 40-foot container and added more shoes and socks and blankets and some rice, beans, and water.
The obvious trust the Honduran government has put in Buckner is not only providing relief, but opportunities to share Christ.
Through humanitarian aid, it's such a wonderful way that the Lord can use to open up the doors for us to go in and touch people personally, you know, just like Jesus had to first physically heal people and feed them, and then he was able to share the gospel with them.
Pray that Buckner would reach hurting families with Christ's love. You're listening to Mission Network News. The violence against Christians continues in India's Orissa state. Ramesh Lange works with Partners International and says,
this has been a religious genocide according to the definition of genocide, where persistently and systematically it is planned and not stopped. It falls in that category of genocide.
Lange has been going into Orissa to help many Christians who have been displaced by the attacks from Hindu extremists. He says the situation isn't getting much better.
There has been a lot of intimidation. There have been a lot of persecution. People have not been able to go back. When people go back, the Hindu fundamentalist parties, they want them to reconvert.
But he says Christians are standing strong. While the government isn't doing much to aid them, Lange says you can help.
They could pray for the people who have been persecuted. They could be the advocates in different countries. And third thing, they can contribute materially in order to mitigate some of the suffering.
Meanwhile, persecution in India is quickly spreading from Orissa state to other areas such as Uttar Pradesh, Delhi, and Maharashtra. Gospel for Asia missionaries have recently been severely beaten, threatened by death, and arrested in these regions for practicing their faith. This increase in international uprising provides little hope that the attacks will end soon. Pray that God would change the hearts of these extremists and provide strength for his people. And for Haiti with Love is making repairs in their projects damaged by Hurricane Hanna. Among them was the just-completed Pilgrim House No. 18. The new house was damaged when the mountain it sat on let loose during the last hurricane. The damage Hanna caused was significant enough that in 2009, the ministry will use construction funds to fix damaged homes rather than start new construction. In this way, they can help more families and share God's love with more people. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship's making available the book Riding the Heavens by Max Myers, yours free for the asking. The former MAF president shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot that will fuel your hunger to know God more deeply. Get Riding the Heavens at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.